Non, toi, non. Il est chaud.
Oh, ah, c'est chaud. C'est le
temps. Il est chaud, j'espère. Everyone hear me and see me? Good. Today's topic is Birchas HaTorah. Let's review briefly the very perplexing conclusion of yesterday's shiur. Hopefully today we'll have a proper resolution with a tremendous chiddush. I will tell you the history of this chiddush. This chiddush was thought of it, when I was still a very young, newly married man living in Washington Heights. And the Kola learned brachas. A little history. History is always good once in a while. You know, when I was 3 years in the Kola, so Rav Aaron Lichtenstein was the Rosh Kola. This was his last 3 years in this country. I told some of that story in Shabbos. Then Rav Shef was teaching the Kola. He changed the whole Kola around. When Rav Lichtenstein's time, it was more important to have chaburus. No bechinus. Say chaburus was critical about the chaburus. He said, well, not to go into all the details about it. Rav Shef came. It was a very big emphasis on Chaburus. Almost no one said Chaburus. I think no one says Chaburus now except for Rav Shech himself. And he gave Bechinus. Fine. In the first couple of years, he said that also everyone has to write an article. Everyone has to write. For the first year that we learned Sanhedrin, I wrote two articles on something called Sanhedrin Katan. The next year, we learned Brachos. I wrote a major, big article on it. Everything we're learning in the Shabbat Kriya Shema was all in an article which I wrote then, that year, 1972-73, that was the year, and it never came out. I dubbed it the Bracha Levatala. Put so many hours into it, Bracha Levatala. It never came out. For over a decade, it languished in my desk. Thank God it was preserved. You know, these days you never know what's happening. And in 1984, it was finally published in something called Kvod HaRav. What happened was the Beis Yitzchak was always a very, you know, regular thing. It was the falter. And what jump-started Beis Yitzchak to the point it comes out every year, well, the last couple years been a little bit of a dipper, but till then every year straight, was the Rav. So Zechat Tzadik the Rav. The Rav's 80th birthday was 1983, we're going to put out Kvod HaRav. Didn't come out until 84, but okay. That's why I put the whole Kuntres in. It's called the Kuntres. In Kriya Shema, something around. Everything we said is in that Kuntres. All the Kedushim. But one Motzei Shabbos, that early winter, we're up to Daf Yud Aleph in the base. And I got to this problem. I'll repeat the problem now. That's where the Kiddush came up. The wintry Motzei Shabbos, sitting in Washington Heights in my apartment, later on Motzei Shabbos, and the thing came into my head. Let's repeat the question. The Gemara is very clear. Yud Aleph Mishnah Beis. Look carefully. Hishkin l'shanos ha'shalkara k'rishma tzara b'varach. M'shalkara k'rishma tzara b'varach shakonif tzara b'varach. Period. Then one goes to Mikra not Medrash, Mikra Medrash not Mishnah, Mikra Medrash not Talmud. Then Rava says, Afa Talmud tzara lagza b'varach. Lagza. What's it's a non-sequitur. That was yesterday's kasha. If time allows, we'll go to the terrace today. I hope so. If not, worst case tomorrow. Let's see the Tosfos. You have to see, I mentioned yesterday, there are 7 different opinions about the halacha of Birchas HaTorah in terms of how long it lasts and when you can acquire a new Birchas HaTorah. 7, no less than 7 opinions, which of course are critical to understand before we approach our ultimate solution to this thorny problem. 7. Take a look. Shekhar Nifta Biyama Rabbi. Okay. Yerushalmi. This is the Yerushalmi. What does Yerushalmi say? Yesh. Says Yerushalmi. Hod Aminish Manifta Biyama Rabbi. Usha Shona Halasai. Pirish. The Alter. Shalomad Biyad Bosalom. You have to learn right away. So says Yerushalmi. Finish Shalom Rabbi Ben Yitzchok. Go Anush Ein Anu Lom De Biyad Niachat Tzvila Sashachar. Shona Tzvila Me Olchim Kok Kach. Below Limud at Entayo Mo Yoser. Right, we spoke about that the Rambam is supposed to work 3 hours and 9 hours. I say it takes 3 hours for Entayo Mo Rabbi Yoser. They have to work 9 hours and 3 hours. Many hours go by before they learn anything. Amayin on a Mevorachin Birchas HaTorah Pama Cheres Shonam Nachat Tzvi Nelimud. Hours have passed. They've been in the office. Been in the farm. The Heishri. Lo kaimel and kaosi v'shalmi. Hol the gavmara shavano lo amu. Ve'etzorach la'alter l'ulma. Very nice. The re-answer that the v'shalmi shalok kaloch. You don't have to learn right away. The old. Afil l'fiyayu v'shalmi. Daf avarabba. Lo havi ike bracha l'birchas ha-torah. The ike avarabba the krishma nitka. Ubishvil he ain't on nifta the birchas haTorah, ela niyamad miyad. Kala yasas kadas. Ave birchas hashabacha bano v'lasim the Torah. Sheid ika the birchas haTorah poteres kol hayom. Oh, works for the whole day. That's what he says. Only Ave Rava doesn't work for the whole day, and you have to learn al asar, but not the regular birchas haTorah. That's the read. The Yitoma ma'ishna misuka shetorah levarach al kol suda v'suda leishi misuka. So granted, it's miyuchad. So it's leishim besukah. You have breakfast, you go out, you come back for lunch, give him the leishim besukah. The yeshlomim. The shani Torah. She'enu miyash data. The cholsho odom luchuyu glumo. The chsiv. The yisra yom v'layla. Havi kemo yoshev kol ayom below hefsek. What does that mean? It's as if he's sitting in the sukkah all day long without a hefsek. Because he's always required to learn. When a person leaves the sukkah to go to work, you can't work in the sukkah, you have to work in the field, wherever you work in the office, wherever you have to go. But learning, you always have to be learning. Since you always have to be learning, you never be yashda asim. That's the reset. Avlachilu b'sukkah is shal kavua, as we said before. Then he goes to a side point. In Toma, b'mai in the rochon leishan b'sukkah, and show the brocha d'achilu b'shem rochon leishan potros. Inami, shem al yoyishay brocha l'vatolam, she'en b'yor leishan kol shosh yirtzim. But then, it's all a sign. Now we come to the punch by the Tosfos. Rabbi Benatam. This is the Ri. The Ri is Rabbi Benatam's nephew. The Ri is Rabbi Rashi's great grandson, and Rabbi Benatam is his grandson, as we spoke about in the past. Watch what happens now. What does Rabbi Benatam say? Rabbi Benatam says, She'odan omen and mitosel balayla, bashachris, in parentheses, lilmo, shein tzorah, levorach, bruchas haTorah, and she birchas haTorah shall esmo shachris poteres and she shachris acheres period. But when the time seems to say in Chashem Shach, birchas haTorah and birchas haShachah, it goes from one morning to the next morning. This obviates the whole question we had before. The question before was, how can you not require a new birchas haTorah? Every other birchas a mitzvah, you walk out of the sukkah, you got to make a new bracha. You're assuming, me, my nephew, that it's a birchas mitzvah. I, the uncle Rabbeinu Tam, I say, no, it's a birchas shachar. The whole question doesn't even begin. That's a simple read of these Tosfos. Says Tosfos. Well, don't hear it. He rewrote the Tosfos. He has the last word. The uncle Yaakov is wrong. Well, don't hear it. It's a birchas mitzvah, not a birchas shachar. That's Pashat Shadda Wins. That's her fatty, the Frenchman. Rabbeinu Tam are both Frenchmen themselves. Kubinus also was written later on by some German scholar. If you're a Frenchman, you don't refer to the Frenchman as Frenchman. We are Frenchmen. Right? I'm just suggesting. Who wrote Tosaf Brachas? Go into Google and find out who wrote the Tosaf Brachas. He said something called Tosaf Tuch. The Tuch was not in the heart of France. Whatever, I don't know what the Tosaf was, but they call it, they're referring to the Tzarfatim, implies that maybe they were not written by a Tzarfati. Okay? That Tzarfatim, Nogulum, Psukim, Ubichas Kohanim, the Gamela Dvar Moshe Lev Shir, she mished the Perek Aleph to pay, Abel Dvar Moshe Lev Ova Peres Lomvot, Christ and Shabbos, Nea Yushalmi, the boy Shilu and Al-Asar. Abel Ein Tzorach, the Moshe Kosar Tikva, you don't need it. Every single sinner, not thinking in France, I'll say it's thinking in America. You all have the Rechacha, you have the Eilu Dvarim, and you have the other Eilu Dvarim. I guess, we are Frenchmen. We're all Frenchmen. We follow the Tzarfati. Tosfos, you don't need it. Only by Avarabi you need it. Not by Birchas haTorah. Everyone with me so far? Rabosa, everyone with me so far? Now let's go back and re-examine our discussion. Let's first assume that it's a Birchas haMitzvah. We're going to find Tosfos has one opinion about Birchas haMitzvah, that it goes all day because it never misyach das. But there are three other variants. Assume it's a Birchas haMitzvah. Okay? Turn to the Rosh and Siman Yudgim. Turn to the Rosh Rabosa and Simon Yud Gimel. Look what he says. Look carefully. Every word is important in the Rosh. Every word. Watch this. He gives the same teretz as Tosfos at the very beginning of the Rosh. Haynu dafka aber rabba lo mischazi l'shem birchas ha-tor l'bishon al-asad. From Shon Ali Alter, as near as Bracha L'shem Esik HaTorah, but not only Krishna. For as lo yitzarach l'vorah k'loso yom, and for the yifsok l'ubo v'yachzav yomo, v'chein ha-mavorach ala Torah v'lomad ein Torah l'asad l'vorach, and v'sik v'yentza, v'kachutzok l'omo v'shon al-asar, and it's Baba Rabba only, v'lola mavorach b'rchas ha-Torah. Fine. V'y lo teim ha-ofi, if not that way, her lo l'ashmi'enu v'yalma d'hefzik shem v'yemzik Esik, that be Esik. So that's what the baruch kolshkin avarab. Fine. The afritim saloma, they actually made a nifta b'birchas ha-tor, a nifta b'avarabo. Mikol makom, mistabish, and they odom, shiregilin tomid lasek b'toru. It's not the same as Tosfos. Tosfos applied to every single Jew. Every Jew is a chayav to learn Torah, and then they come back to it. But they do adult, it's a different story. The Rosh Hashanah is for someone who actually, in real life, comes back. Reb Chaim Brisker said, well, a gazan is not someone who knows how to steal. It's someone who steals. A lavan is not someone who knows how to learn. It's someone who learns. Right. So the Tosfos is talking about the obligation to learn. The Rosh Hashanah is someone who actually learns. Okay? It says the Rosh one more time, which we are, not every bit on them, those who are regil in Tumid, Lassus, the Torah, Bafilu, Yishos, and Eskeim, Mamarim, Lassus, Rechem, the Lachs, the Lilmud, for Tumid, Dach, Malibudon, the Chosh, the Hesin, and Abrocha. Period. So the Rosh has it slightly different twist. We're not finished yet. The Rosh goes on. V'chenu lamed ba'layla, ha'layla holoch achar hayom, v'en tzorach l'vorach l'zman shlo yishon. We say that the night follows the day, and unless you actually go to sleep, no new brachos required. V'lekach, v'sharag l'lishon b'yom, sh'naskev l'mitosa, v'hefzik, tzorach l'az l'vorach hayom, period. Whoa! He's adding a few points. If you got to take a long nap during the day, can I make a new birchas ha-tor? Tosfos and say so. The Rosh says, let's go on. V'chayot is a show reason in a time, shein of the sukkah, etc. Fine. I'm not going to tell the story with this. Fine. Skip the sukkah part for the moment. We have more important things to look at. Right. We're going further. Watch this. Again. Uledvarov. I feel a siach datu medisha, no she yotzim lachta, v'shamnim lach etor lebor, koshken, misha datu gor al limuda, im yotzim lam lachta, l'asof al lach yasafa. U misha ishkim lul al kar shev lebes haknesses, Rabosa, I asked you last week, or if you did, who gets up early to learn before shul? Nobody in the room raised their hand. Young boys, halabai get up in time for shul. But people my age get up much earlier. Misha, you reach my age, you get up earlier. We learn before davening, okay? So did Rashi HaKadosh learn before Dara. Okay? I descend from Rashi, I'm told. Okay? So, yeah. What does it say in the Rosh? Mishishkim lulo v'komish b'ez ha-knesses v'birich ala Torah shekori prashos korbonis b'ez ha-knesses eno tov lam to the birth. Yeah. Yachal b'ish also shekori b'torah chozor v'birich asher bocha bonu that's a kriyas ha-Torah afish v'birich called a brachas kolon parshas kabbalas called lo dami. Also bracha diskan al kriyos and tzibur. Kmosh diskan al bracha lacharel. Kmosh tikkun al shem bracha ben vim lemafta. Fine. Rabosai, so far so good. So far so good. Okay. We skip a little bit more. Okay. This is what it says over here in the Rosh. We're not finished yet with the Rosh. There's more to be said. Why is the Rosh telling us that someone gets up early in the morning does not make another bracha? Why? Why? Why do you say that? There must be a reason why. The reason why is it was a great man who actually did that. And his name was Rashi. Rashi. Rashi, the holy Rashi. Rashi would get up early in the morning. When he came to shul, he'd make a new birchas ha-Torah. Rashi HaKadosh. Rashi. No less an authority than Rashi. That's what Rashi did. And the Rosh is coming to go against Rashi. Against Rashi. Rashi is not correct. Rashi is not correct. So that's why the Rush said what he said. Who quotes Rashi? I don't see it quoted explicitly over here in the Rush, but it is quoted explicitly in the Or Zeruah. In the Or Zeruah, based upon the Yerushalmi. He said he made a bracha in his house. He came to shul. It was obviously a mafsik in between. He made another bracha. What do you mean? Rely on the Yerushalmi. What does that mean? That means that the bracha only pops is what you learn right then and there. But the Rush rejects that. He suggests it, but rejects it. But Rashi accepted the Or Zeruah. Fine. Now the Rabbeinu Yonah. You haven't turned to Rabbeinu Yonah, please, in the back. You won't have Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's see if I have the right page here. Rabbeinu Yonah on our service. Here we go. Rabbeinu Yonah discusses this now. Look very carefully in our version. It's on goes on page Hey and Base, the Baba Manav. Fine? Fine. So the Rush asks the question against the Rabbeinu Yonah, but he's mafsik. Mafsik. Take a look in page Vav Amin Aleph. Omer Moreno Rav Neru. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. It's not by Tamir Rabbeinu Yonah. Still shver, tzitzis tefillin, all their mitzvahs. All their mitzvahs. Right? Despite that fact, you take off your talus and go come back 5 hours later, you gotta make a new bracha. Kol pam pam. It falls down, you gotta make a new bracha. So here too, what's going on? Nira la l'taret. So there's six narrow lines. Page book. And the dom is other zen. They should fill in, they should hold some, or tzitzit, they should mafshit them. They all have nigra mitzvasa. It's over. Well, the fichach, they should hold some, and they should have a mitzvah la'acheresi. It's another mitzvah, new mitzvah. So it lags on the horech. Ava b'kriya, kishakora pa'machas, adayin lo nigra mitzvasa. She kol ayom. Well, the fichach, kishakori, chos me mitzvasa, uchozer, mitzvasa, uchozer, ve'n tzorach lags on the horech. I feel like shakora ba'layla. No, no, my shalala mi hayom ha'acheru, as we normally say. She's telling lachs on the verb. No. Ah, fal pisha b'shad v'ram ha'on 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 ha'chakar ha'layla v'yer v'yer boker. The day follows the night. Kavi kriyosa ha'layla ha'on ha'chakar ha'yom. How do you know? See, we're shalom. Anan agiri di yamama anan. We work by day. Yazfina bi yamama. We borrow in the day. U'parina b'lel. We pay back at night. Kloma. Mishu sof enol izbatim in malachto kol hayom. The kevah shekein anachim mitzvah leinu likwa kol hayom. He's saying the reason why Torah is unique is not because of no Hesek Hadas. Because one mitzvah, every day is one mitzvah. I'll give an example. Bedikas chametz. You speak in the middle. Can I make a new bracha? No. Tkiya shofar? No. Don't tell anybody. We are very careful not to talk about tkiya shofar, not bedikas chametz. But if you look at it carefully, I'm not going to take time to read. You don't have to make a new bracha. And it goes to the next night. So what is Rashi on? Rashi argued with many of them. He says every time you learn, so that it's a separate mitzvah. Then make a new bracha. Bedikas chametz and tefillah shofar is one mitzvah. It's limited. But Talmud Torah, there's no, you can stop Talmud Torah in one second. Shofar, you have to blow 30 kolos. Bedikas not do the whole house. So the whole house is one unit. The 30 kolos is one unit. Talmud Torah, you can stop in one second. So you stop and then you go come back 3 hours later. It's a new mitzvah. Requires a new bracha. Put him in a tap. Rabbi Yonah is a man kotzul. From Alos HaShachar, when he, I take it back. When you get up in the morning, till you get up the next morning. It's one big thing. According to Rabbi Rashi, we don't divide Talmud Torah into dates. In any event, it's clear as day, according to both Rashi and Rabbi Yonah. It's a birchas mitzvah. You may not be mafsik between the bracha and the beginning of the mitzvah. Forget about that. Okay, you agree so far? They all agree it's a birchas mitzvah. They argue, is the mitzvah every second is a new mitzvah? Or what? We slice it into days. Yes, what's your question? Talk loud. Can't hear you. I still can't hear you.
They both agree
you must learn right away. Absolutely. Al asar, immediately. But the Ritosis says no. They have a different word. They say that you're learning even if you're not learning. According to Tosafos Svara, there's no need to learn immediately. Why not? Because you always are learning immediately. Are you not? You're never going to see a das. Because you're always thinking about Torah. You're recording thinking about Torah. So therefore, it comes up, you don't pass like Yerushalmi. At most, the Abba Rabba. And why make a bracha every single day? Because it's a new day. Like a Rabbeinu Yonah, presumably. However, the Rosh says that, as I said to you before, the Rosh says that if you're going to sleep in the middle of the day, you have to make a new bracha. And that we did see in the Rosh. So it's beferish. Not everyone agrees to that, but the Rosh says so. Mamash beferish. And you have to understand, does everyone agree? Are there those who disagree? We shall have to see. We'll have to see. Okay. Let's go on a little bit further. Watch this. Why would Tosafot disagree? Even when you're sleeping, why do you take a nap in the middle of the day? Rabbo said, many of you are cold, you take a nap in some parts, take a nap in the middle of the day. Why? So you can learn better at night. Simply you're not thinking about Torah in your dreams, but you're doing this purpose of learning better after you wake up from your nap. In any event, Rabbo said, we have now four different opinions. So it's a birchas hamitzvah. Let's count them again. Rashi, every time you come back to learn, you gotta make a new bracha. Rabbeinu Yonah, you gotta learn right away, but it's sliced into days. Tos is a new chiddush. You always think about learning. Always. And therefore, even if you don't learn right away, it's as if you learn right away. But Tosfos seems to say it applies for the entire day that you're obligated to learn. The Rosh limits to a case where you actually are thinking about learning, not for me if you go to sleep in the middle of the day. Tosfos would not require a bracha, and the Rosh would require. Rabbi Natan was a revolutionary. You're all wrong. All four of you are wrong. My grandfather Rashi is wrong. Rabbi Leona is wrong. And my nephew Louis is wrong. And my successor, the Rosh, is wrong. They're all wrong. It's not a birchas mitzvah, it's a birchas hashach. That's what it says. It's a birchas hashach. That's a parshup shach. Parshup shach is a birchas hashach. It's a simple way to read Rabbi Natan. Simple. Who else would agree to Rabbi Natan? Moreno Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon. The Rambam in Mishnah Torah. Look what he says. Some of you have it in the back of your fancy Gemara, so hey, Mishnah Amolek. You can look it up. I want to claim the corner of Rabbeinu Tan, it's only in the next morning to wake up for the next day. If you take a nap at night, people do that sometimes. Take a nap at night, you know, early in the night, you've got to learn through the night or half the night. You, in my opinion, you would not require a new bracha to talk about Rabbeinu Tan. And I'm not masking to the Mr. Brewer's psak in Simon Mem Zion. Sivkot Chav Ches. They do need a new bracha. I'm not masking. According to Rabbeinu Tan, it would not require it. And according to Tosin Rabbeinu Yonah, I think it would also not require it. So I'm not masking. What did the Rambam say? Where would Birchas HaTorah be? I would say it should be in Ilchus Brachas. For all the Birchas HaMitzvahs are in Ilchus Brachas. It's not in Ilchus Brachas. It's in Ilchus Tfilah. Perek Zayin Halacha Yud. In Ilchus Tfilah. Not in Ilchus Brachas. Ilchus Tfilah Perek Zayin Halacha Yud. The Rambam says, Hamashkin Likom HaTorah Konam Kshik HaKrishma. Ben Torah B'Torah Shuluk Savin, Torah Torah Shabbat Peh, Mevorach Sholosh Brachas, Tichus Tzvilah. What precedes Halacha Yud? Well, Gimel through Tes. Gimel through Tes are all the Birchas HaShachar. And the Rambam holds, as you probably are aware, that you only make the Birchas HaShachar if you actually experience it. Sheshomea Kol Tarnagolin, Nosal Sevdivim. You have to experience it. Says it beferish. He writes as follows in Halacha Tes, right before the Birchas HaTorah. No go up over a rail of the Baruch, Baruch HaSeil, Zuha Chazu, Beis HaKnesses, Beis Nishchayim Behen, and Lom Nishchayim Behen, the Tosu, Beis Ruah Lassus came, You don't pass it around. But you see from this, it's obviously a Birkas HaShachar. It follows all the other Birkas HaShachar, and it's a Birkas Tefillah and it was Brachas. Like a Benetan. So two giants. Giants should be giants. You can't even imagine how giant they are. The Benetan and the Rambam both seem to hold. It's a Birkas HaShachar, not a Birkas HaMitzvah. Question. The Rambam Halacha Yud Aleph says, believe it or not, B'chol Yom Chayavim Levorach Shalosh Brachos Elu, V'chakach Korim Ad B'Divrei Torah. Why? It's a Birkas HaShachar. It's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. What's the answer? Rambam Lashi Tosa. The same way as you don't need the Birkas HaMitzvah unless you have a kakadoodle-do. So too, you don't need the Birkas HaShachar of Torah, Shalosh Torah. All the others, you do it first. For example, you hear the town of Golden, you put on your garments, you say, Hamabah Sharuf. You put on your hat, you pick the Oti Tzoma Sefer. You put your eyes in the middle of Baruch even. In all those cases, I imagine the bracha comes first, but over here, you can't learn before, so they tell you to first take the bracha, and then the Torah maybe thereafter. But the same principle of Birchas HaShachar. Kei Nirali. Question, if it's a Birchas HaShachar, why is there no Birchas HaMitzvah? The answer, whenever there's a Birchas HaShevach on a mitzvah, according to many Rishonim, there is no Birchas HaMitzvah. You look at the Balamor in Rosh Hashanah at the end, he denies the whole fight in Rishonim. If you make a bracha, Rabosi, if you talk Rosh Hashanah now, you have a davening over the Roar, you talk Rosh Hashanah. The big fight, is it Lishmoa Kol Shofar or Litkoa Shofar? Well, look at the Gemara. There ain't no Gemara. Balamor says there is no such bracha. Why no bracha? Because you make a bracha called Malchus Achronus Pshofus. That's instead of Birchas Kriyishma, which is before. Is there bracha Shek Chomus on the course of Shema? If Amram Gaon says yes, we don't pass it that way. And Amar Amar. So why not Birchas Amit? So we have three other brachas, right? Before and after Kriyishma. The same principle over here. You have three brachas on Shaka, there's no Birchas Amit at all. That's the chat in Rabbeinu Tam. Fine. The seventh and final shita, and my punchline from that Motzi Shabbos, with me Motzi Shabbos, we'll get to tomorrow. I'm keeping you in a suspense for one more day, not because I want to, I just can't get through all the seven shitas fast enough. The seventh and final shita is the Rashba, quote of the right. I should explain this, then we'll have to, tomorrow be the big bombshell chiddush I have. Tomorrow, actually. The Rambam in the Rashba, excuse me, Yud Aleph Halacha Beis, Amud Beis, quotes the Ravid. Different Yisos, different Ravids. What does the Ravid say? If you make Birchas HaTorah, and you're mafsik in the middle, you do not require a Mibrach. If you say Abba Rabba, you're mafsik in the middle, then you require a Mibrach. So what's the Ravid? This is Pilei Ploy. This is Pilei Ploy and Mamish. Let me explain to you why it's so difficult. If it's Abba Rabba, not Birchas HaTorah, okay? But Asher Baruch Abanu, Yotzei Chomos Kol Hayom. Even Hefsi Gat Kondakta, Yochaza B'Korah. That's what it says? Fine. That's what it says. Good. So the question is as follows. It's very difficult. We understand very well in the difference, Hefsi between the Bracha and the Mitzvah, we understand very well that Abba Rabba is not as powerful as Birchas HaTorah. As the Rosh explains, if you're not learning right away, so the Abba Rabba doesn't look like a Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah Mamash does. Fine, I am not learning, you're always learning, the Rosh says, fine. But the Hefsek in the middle of the day, what's the smart distinguish between the two of them? In other words, you learn right away. You come back 3 hours later, whoa, you made Birchas HaTorah 3 hours ago, no new one, Abba Rabba, you do have a new one. What's the difference? Here's my explanation. The rabbis of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ramban, but Abba Rabba is a Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas Kriya Shema. And we don't answer Amen. We'll get to that in our next topic. For those of the Rabbi Kalmas, I forgot to send them out to you, we went a little bit out of order. Birchas HaMitzvah is the bottom of the page, we'll come back to the top of the page later. So many Shtiblach, they will not answer Amen. The Rabbi Shtiblach says, don't answer Amen. Because it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. Fine. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah Talmud Torah as well. And the rabbi was like Rashi, Every limit is separate. If you're mafsik, you have to make a bracha all over it. That's what we call Avar Abba, which is Birchas HaNissa. But he holds that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShachar. The writer is the Chiddush Nifla. Avar Abba is a Birchas HaNissa, but Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShachar. You don't have sin at all. Married it. And the same way, when there's a Birchas HaShachar, there's no sin in Birchas HaNissa. So too, if you did Birchas HaMitzvah, which is Avar Abba, there's no Birchas HaShachar. It works in both directions. Rabosa. The same as we saw in the Balambor, when there's a Birchas HaShachar, a Birchas HaShem. No Birchas HaMitzvah, when it comes to, we said, creation, when it comes to Tfiyah Shofar, you have three Brachas, Mavas, 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 Shofas, you also have Rabba and then Mitzvah Yatzin. So there's no Birchas HaMitzvah. So the same thing is true over here. By Birchas HaTorah, there's a Birchas HaTorah, no Birchas HaMitzvah. Says the Gemara, you did a Birchas HaMitzvah, you don't do Birchas HaShevach. So you said Abba Rabba, you don't make Nifta be Abba Rabba. Nafkamina, Rabosai, what happens when Mavs is the middle of the day? If you're Yotz in the morning with Birchas HaTosh and Birchas HaShachar, Rabbi's like a bit of time. No, you don't have to make a new Brachah until the next morning. But if it so happened that morning you fulfilled your obligation of saying Abba Rabba, which is Birchas HaMitzvah, then if you stop in the middle, he holds a Rashi, you gotta start off making the Brachah all over again. Amazing effect. The stage is now set. My bomb shall finish at 6:30 tomorrow. Tune in, don't be late. Tune in 6:30 for the bomb shall finish, which will be followed, won't take that long, by the nitty gritty of Birchas HaTorah, what you do if you're up all night on Shavuos and things of this nature. You wake up early, go to sleep. That'll be tomorrow, the end of tomorrow's Shia. And tomorrow is Thursday, the last Shia of the week. And Sunday, 6:30, Bruninetta will do the first part of that page. They'll try to send out to those who want to see the Ramakovs. Okay, call to it. Thank you for joining us, Rosa.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.